USA Radio News.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi predicted the slimmed-down House Democratic majority will nonetheless gain power with Joe Biden in the White House, but so far, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't budging on his refusal to consider Pelosi's massive coronavirus aid bill. Pelosi said Mitch McConnell is going to find out not having Donald Trump in the White House is going to change his leverage. Republicans predict the opposite result. Senate Republican leaders say that they hope House Democrats will moderate their agenda after Republicans flipped 10 of their seats in the election. And President-elect Joe Biden will receive briefings by national security experts next week after he was denied access to daily presidential intelligence briefings by the Trump administration. The delayed transition is viewed by some as being a national security risk. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has ordered a statewide mask mandate and imposed several business restrictions in an effort to contain the spread of the coronavirus that has stressed the state's hospital capacity. The Republican governor's executive order late Friday comes after months of pressure from health professionals. City of Minot, North Dakota Mayor Sean Sipma discusses how his city has more cases per person over the past 2 weeks than any city in the country.
We've seen a surge as the weather turned south on us a little bit. Things got cold, people went inside. We've certainly identified a lot of our different activities that have been super spreader events, whether it be weddings or bars or whatever. The strain that you just aired was the healthcare workers. Our issue isn't necessarily the availability of beds, but the availability of staffing, as many staff have either contracted COVID or have close contact or have family members.
SIPMA says an economic stimulus package would make a significant impact. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Donald Trump's supporters are taking it to the streets Saturday to back his claims of election fraud as he pushes ahead with a flurry of legal challenges to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory. There have been other pro-Trump protests around the country. The pro-Trump demonstrations in Washington and other cities are scheduled to feature a mix of the president's backers, far-right personalities, and members of the Oath Keepers militia and Proud Boys in a public display of support for his effort to stay in power. Organizers have given the rallies various names, including the Million MAGA March, the March for Trump, and Stop the Steal. And in case you hadn't noticed, your grocery store shelves are starting to get a little sparse again.
Consumers are beginning to stockpile their provisions amid fears of another shutdown. I spoke to industry expert Colin Stewart of the National Sales and Marketing Agency of Costa, who tells us the grocery supply chain is better equipped now if there is another shutdown.
The biggest challenge with the supply chain is the fluctuations that are happening. The supply chain in this industry was really built to be more of a just-in-time type of a supply chain, and when we have these big spikes in demand. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges, is just suppliers have a hard time reacting quickly to some of the big fluctuations that we're seeing.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.